Kia ora, my name is Amy Vandeloo, and I am the clinical editor for New Zealand Doctor Rata Aotearoa. Welcome to Educate Long Read. Every fortnight, in print and online, we publish fresh Educate content, providing the latest clinical education for GPs, nurse practitioners, practice nurses, and others working in the primary care sector. This episode looks at the ARMS Act and what recent changes mean for healthcare professionals. The content is written by Kendra Hill and Kathy Stevenson and read by Nat Dolan. Thanks for listening.
The ARMS Act, an explainer for healthcare professionals. Recent changes to the ARMS Act 1983 and the launch of Te Tari Puriki are intended to support the safe and responsible use of firearms in Aotearoa, making our communities safer. This article by Kendra Hill, Senior Partnerships Advisor to Te Tari Puriki, the Firearms Safety Authority, and Specialist GP Kathy Stevenson, answers some common questions about the implications of these changes for health practitioners. A Royal Commission of Inquiry into the tragic 2019 terrorist attack on the Christchurch Masjidan made a series of recommendations to ensure a more robust firearms licensing system in New Zealand. On 30th November 2022, a significant step towards this was achieved with the launch of Te Tari Puriki, Firearms Safety Authority. This dedicated regulatory agency inside New Zealand Police now oversees the legitimate possession and use of firearms. Changes to the ARMS Act 1983 also followed the Christchurch attack, some of which require health practitioners to play an important role. How many people have firearms licenses, and what does this group look like? People are often surprised to learn there are currently approximately 240,000 firearms license holders in New Zealand, so roughly one in every 20 New Zealanders has a firearms license. There are various estimates of how many individual firearms are legitimately held by these license holders. However, most commentators agree it is likely in the vicinity of 1 million to 1,500,000 firearms. About 90% of all license holders are men, with three quarters of all license holders being over the age of 40. Geographically, the majority can be found in our provincial regions, with Canterbury and the Southern South Island being the two biggest districts for license holders, and Central North Island being the third. These New Zealanders own and use firearms for a range of very valid reasons. Some use them for recreational purposes, such as hunting or sport. Some use them for gathering kai, some for pest control, and some are collectors. What has the ARMS Act got to do with your medical practice? On 24th December 2020, the ARMS Legislation Act 2020 introduced changes to the ARMS Act. These amendments impact on health practitioners in two ways. First, you must now consider notifying Te Tari Puriki of relevant health concerns relating to your patients who have firearms access. And second, you will receive a notification from Te Tari Puriki if a patient of yours has been issued with a firearms license. The ARMS Act interpretation of a health practitioner is: a medical practitioner registered with the Medical Council of New Zealand, a nurse practitioner registered with the Nursing Council of New Zealand, a psychologist registered with the New Zealand Psychologists Board, a duly authorised officer under the Mental Health Compulsory Assessment and Treatment Act of 1992. When do you need to consider notifying Te Tari Puriki? You must consider notifying Te Tari Puriki as soon as practicable if you have attended or been consulted in respect of a person who you know or have reason to believe is a firearms owner, and you consider that the health condition or disability of the license holder is such that, at the current time, the firearms owner is a risk to themselves or to others, so should not have access to firearms. This is covered by Section 92 of the ARMS Act. Reason to believe is not defined in the Act. However, it can be interpreted to mean that you must form your belief based on your interpretation of the facts, i.e. your medical assessment at the time you saw them and any other relevant information. The belief need not be proven correct later. What conditions might you consider when thinking about risk? There is no exhaustive list of health conditions that may be relevant to safe possession and use of firearms. Essentially, any health condition, either mental or physical, that may detrimentally affect the person's ability to safely possess firearms may be considered a risk. This can cover a huge number of conditions, but examples include dementia or other cognitive impairment or brain injury, severe depression, anxiety or suicidal ideations, a disclosure of family or intimate partner violence, significant visual or hearing impairment, and coordination or mobility issues such as end-stage Parkinson's disease. What is important is whether the health condition is developing or manifesting itself, or is likely to, in such a way that, in the interests of individual or public safety, you believe the person should not continue to possess firearms. Are you being asked to make a judgment about whether someone should hold a firearms license? No. Te Tari Pūriki make the decision around this and will determine whether someone is fit and proper to hold a license. However, the information provided by you around whether someone could be a risk to themselves or others is essential in enabling Te Tari Pūriki to determine this. How will you know if your patient has a firearms license? It is the responsibility of Te Tari Pūriki to notify the applicant's health practitioner when a firearms license has been issued or when a license holder notifies Te Tari Pūriki that they have changed their health practitioner. However, you shouldn't assume your patient is not a firearms license holder just because you have not received a notification from Te Tari Pūriki. This is because the license holder may have chosen to nominate someone other than their registered GP as their health practitioner when applying for a firearms license. A patient might also have changed health practitioner without notifying Te Tari Pūriki. We suggest you record firearms license holder information in a readily visible way on your practice management system so other practitioners can be alerted if needed. How do you make a notification? If you think the license holder poses an immediate or imminent danger of self-harm or harm to others, please call 111 and ask for police. If you have concerns that do not pose an immediate or imminent danger due to a patient's access to firearms, use the online health practitioner reporting form. Visit firearmsafetyauthority.govt.nz, scroll down and click on the Information for Health Practitioners link near the bottom of the homepage, or phone the non-emergency police number 105. What information should you provide? Only provide information that is relevant to your opinion. The information you provide is not the only piece of information Te Tari Pūriki can consider when deciding on someone's fit and proper status to hold a firearms license. In many cases, they will also consider information from other sources before reaching a decision. What happens if you make a notification? A member of Te Tari Pūriki will contact you when your report has been received. This is an opportunity for you to raise any other concerns and discuss the next steps. After being notified, there are a number of actions that Te Tari Pūriki can take depending on the degree of concern you have raised and any other information they hold about the license holder. A graduated response model is used, meaning Te Tari Pūriki has more options than issuing a license holder with a warning or undertaking license revocation. Possible actions could include a requirement for the license holder to undergo further medical assessment by another health practitioner, or the commencement of a suspension or revocation of the license under the Arms Act. By no means do all notifications end in revocation of a license. Is there protection if you notify Te Tari Pūriki? Yes. As long as you act in good faith, you are not liable to criminal, civil, or disciplinary proceedings by disclosing personal information while performing any of the notifications under the Act. This protection is provided under Section 92, Clause 5 of the Arms Act. Will your patient be informed that you made the notification? You should be aware that if the license holder requests this information, it will be provided unless there is risk to a person's safety. If it feels safe and appropriate to do so, you can discuss the notification with your patient. They may well be keen to engage in the process and ensure that their health condition isn't impacting on their ability to use their firearms safely. However, in many situations, this may not be possible or may not feel safe for you or your practice team. Do not put yourself at risk. If in doubt, do not disclose this to your patient. If you choose to make a notification, you can use the free text fields in the online reporting form to raise these concerns, requesting non-disclosure. Also remember that notifying Te Tari Pūriki is not mandated, and the Arms Act asks you to consider doing this. You can, of course, consult with others, e.g. colleagues or your medical protection organisation, if needed. What happens if you decide against notification? You may decide that, while you have concerns about a person having access to firearms, these concerns are not sufficient to warrant raising them with Te Tari Puriki at the time. In this case, you may still want to offer advice to your patient about their access to firearms. You may remind them that if their health circumstances deteriorate further and they have concerns about their safety or the safety of others, they may want to consider surrendering their firearms to a friend who is a licensed firearms holder or voluntarily to Te Tari Puriki while they are unwell. More about surrendering a firearms license is available on the Te Tari Puriki website. Any final thoughts for health professionals? We appreciate that health practitioners' roles are demanding and difficult at times, and that these changes may add to your workload. We also acknowledge that considering whether to make a notification about a patient with whom you may have a long and trusted therapeutic relationship isn't easy and may have long-lasting repercussions. However, we hope you are as keen as we are to ensure New Zealand is a place where our communities and whānau are safe. We thank you for the integral role you play in that. Further resources can be found on the website of Te Tari Puriki. Go to firearmsafetyauthority.govt.nz.
You have been listening to The Arms Act, an explainer for healthcare professionals by Kendra Hill and Kathy Stevenson. This practice article has been endorsed by the RNZ CGP and has been approved for up to 0.25 credits for continuing professional development purposes, or 1 credit per learning hour. Nurses may also find that listening to this article and reflecting on their learning can count as a professional development activity with the Nursing Council of New Zealand. New Zealand Doctor Rata Aotearoa is proudly published by The Health Media, providers of news and education to health professionals. To subscribe, go to nzdoctor.co.nz. Thanks for listening.